Our Lady of Fatima, Saint Joseph, Saints our Blessed Francisco and Jacinta, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is liturgically the Church honors Blessed Francisco and Jacinta, the two child visionaries from the message and the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. And it's kind of appropriate that their feast day should fall during the season of Lent many times, because they were such penitential saints and such young penitential saints. You know, when Our Lady told them to pray for the conversion of sinners, because so many go to hell because they have no one to pray for them and to offer sacrifices. And as we know, Our Lady told the children at Fatima, penance, 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 that they took that to heart, and they really did do violence to themselves. And they did it out of the right reason, out of love for God, to make reparation to God for sins, for their sins and the sins of others, and also out of love of neighbor, you know, to pay the price, you might say, for these souls that were in danger of going to hell. And that's really, if we're going to make any progress during Lent, if we're not going to grow in our penitential practices out of those two motivating reasons, love for God and love for neighbor, then we're losing whole sight of it. That's pretty much maybe yesterday or during this week already, we've heard, you know, our Lord talked about, you know, the right kind of penance that he wants, and how it should lead us to works of charity. And the greatest work of charity, of course, is to pray and to sacrifice for the conversion of sinners and for their salvation. Also, these two children, we know, were greatly impressed by Our Lady's words to them to pray for the Holy Father. And right now we have much need to pray for our current Holy Father, Pope Benedict, for his welfare, but also to pray for the next one, the man in white, as Jacinta used to refer to him, for his graces that he will need. Because even Pope Benedict has said that the message of Fatima and the prophecies have not yet been fulfilled. They are still ongoing. And that we know that third secret of Fatima talks about a pope who's going to be martyred. And even Pope Benedict would be implying that, you know, Pope John Paul II may have been a prefigurement of it, but somehow or sometime in the future, with the warfare that exists between the church and the anti-church, Christ and the antichrist, we know that the vicar of Christ, like his head, Christ the Lord, may have to undergo severe suffering. And so the children were praying for the pope, because they realize what a great cross the Pope has to carry, like our Lord. You know, the Lord puts on the Pope, especially on his vicar, a great burden for all the souls, not just of the Catholic Church, but remember, the vicar of Christ is responsible for every soul on the face of the earth. He is the universal pastor. He has responsibility for, because the Church's message is Catholic, it's universal. Everybody is his potential and is, in one sense, under his spiritual care and under his authority, and he has a certain obligation to preach and to teach, for all men are meant for the Catholic faith and meant to hear the Catholic message. So that's a great responsibility, and we should, like Jacinta especially, pray for the Pope and offer sacrifices for him and his ministry and his work of filling in those shoes of following after Peter, who followed Christ, and being his vicar. Today also we see about the importance of penance in the first reading, how the Ninevites they're an example to us too, you know, how they, as a nation, as a people, their leader understood they needed to repent. They had done wrong. Would that we had a leader like that, who understood that we were doing wrong and we need to make amends, and we need as a nation to serve God and to make amends. And even the king, you know, had the animals put on sackcloth and fast. Is it because the animals are, of course, not guilty of any sin, and they can't do penance for any kind of merit? But it was just to show the extent to which he had shown repentance, that even he wanted the creatures, the animals that they had in their possession, to also do penance and to, like their masters, make amends. It was just, maybe it shows the extent to which they were struck by their sinfulness, that even their animals were going to do penance. And that it also reminds us that because of the original sin, Adam and Eve, that there was a certain, you know, there was a break between the animals and mankind. Before the sin of Adam, the animals were docile. And the lion wasn't looking out to eat man. But after the sin of Adam, all of nature was greatly ruptured in that relationship. And now man had to fend off the wild beast and to protect himself from them. And there wasn't this docility where the animals would immediately obey their master. You know, you see that in some saints who still had that gift of the preternatural gift that Adam and Eve had, where they could communicate in some way to the animals. Saint Francis, you know, had that, the ability to communicate, and to somehow had that relationship with animals, where they would just come and be with him because they recognize his sanctity and his integrity, that was because he was a great and saint. So the Ninevites show us, and they may even, as our Lord says, not only may they condemn the generation that our Lord was preaching to, but any other generation throughout the ages that didn't take to heart the message of repentance. You know, the church is still speaking in the season of Lent to us and to our fellow men and women that we are to repent. We have always reason and opportunity and to do penance. We have sins and the sins of others that we need to atone for. And in our generation, this generation, since 1973, we have even more so reasons to do penance for the sins of abortion and contraception and all the other evils that we hear that in Scripture say cry out to God for vengeance. That like the angel of Fatima that the children saw in that third secret, you know, the children saw that angel that was kind of being ready to pour out the wrath of God on mankind, and Our Lady said, penance, penance, penance. And the penance of the people, the prayers and penances, was what kind of diffused and put out the flames of the wrath that the angel was coming to bring to the earth. Our penance also has that nature, when it's done out of love for God, to make reparation. And that's another thing that we must also keep in mind. The reason why we do penance is to make reparation for our sins and the sins of others. Whenever you fall into a sin, it's not only that you should say, forgive me, Lord, but you should also be inspired to do something to show your sorrow and your wanting to make amends by denying yourself something or doing something, a supererogation, as they call it, do some kind of action or something above and beyond what is required of you, maybe say an extra prayer, or if it's a serious sin, say an extra rosary or something. But this is the thing we must keep in mind. This aspect of penance and reparation is also and must always be motivated by charity. And God is asking us, is commanding us to do penance. Our Lord gave us his message to his first disciples, to go out and say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And more so, should we even keep that in mind, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It is here already in the church. And we must repent of our sins and come back to our Heavenly Father with a heart contrite and humble, as we hear in the responsorial psalm. Let us ask Our Lady to acquire for us the spirit of penance and the spirit of repentance. You know, that's a gift from God, to seek to have contrition for our sins. And ask Our Lady to help us to obtain that true sorrow for our sins that will manifest itself in penance and in prayer, and to God the Father, and for ourselves and for our neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.